Good morning, Rabbosai. Welcome to our Sunday morning Shir and Shulchan Aruch Evan HaEzer. We are in Simen Hey, Seif Zayin, and we've been talking about various damage to the male anatomy that would render a person either a Kris Shavcha or a Pitzua Daka. And we learned in the past week or two what happens if a person has a natural injury, like, for example, hypospadias or some other natural thing that they're born with. So we said that if it's a natural thing that a person is born with, that damaged testicles, damaged vas deferens, damaged gid, the aver itself, then they are not considered pasul to marry into the kahal. The pasul to marry into the kahal would only be if it would be man-inflicted, if it would be something that happened later in life. So the question that we had is, what about an illness? Is an illness, you're not born with an illness, but illness is not man-made. It's not a trauma to the body. So what's the status of something that happened to the male genitalia that was through an illness? That we saw as a big machlokas. The Rambam was mekel and says that illness is considered also to be min shamayim and therefore not going to passel somebody. As opposed to the Rush, who is machmir, said no, an illness is considered no different than a trauma, and therefore would render a person pasul. Okay, that was one issue. What we're going to do today is one step further. And this is a very important discussion, and this is going to be probably the last shir we'll have on this topic. After this, we're going to go to the sugya of sirus, which is sterilizing, neutering, both when it comes to humans as well as when it comes to animals, lahavdil, of course. But today what we're going to talk about is what happens if there was trauma or a medical procedure that was done only on one of a man's two beitzim, two testicles. And we'll go from there also to talk about what happens if a man has two tubes, two vas deferens, if I said that correctly. Is that the plural of vas deferens? Is vas deferens, I guess, doctor. Okay. Fine, I know two mice are moose and two moose are mice, but I don't know what you have two vas deferens or two vas deferens. Okay, so what happens if there's damage only to one of them? Will that be different? Will there be a difference between the right and the left? And for this, we're going to see a very important stira in Shas itself. So let's begin with the Mishnah in Yevamos, Perches Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah says explicitly and clearly, Ezehu Ptzua Daka, who is considered a Ptzua Daka, who is usher to marry into Klal Yisrael, except, of course, to a Mamzer, a Ger, a Gioris, I mean Mamzeres, because we're only talking about men here, so the people who he should be prohibited to marry will only be the women, Mamzeres, Gioris. So who's a Ptzua Daka? Kol Sheniftzu HaBeitzim Shalo, he suffered trauma to his testicles, Va'afil Achas Mehem, even one. What we just saw is a big chumrah. The Mishnah just passed that even if there's damage to one of the two testicles, that renders the person a Ptzua Daka. Now, if I remember correctly, in one of my conversations with a doctor last week, I think it was Dr. Makovsky, maybe it was Dr. Jerome, I don't remember who it was with, but if a person has two testicles and one is not functioning, you're still fertile. Is that true, Dr. Makovsky? Okay, so we see a chumrah here. Even though the person is still fertile and can still be molded, nevertheless, the Mishnah paskens that such a person is going to be pasul akal because he's missing one of those testicles. Okay, if we stop here, life is really bad. It's a big chumrah. The problem, the good thing is that there's a Gemara in Yevamos that quotes a different opinion of the Tanaim. I think it's of the Tanaim. Amar Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Shamati mipi chachamim b'Kerem B'Yavne. I have a tradition that was taught in Kerem B'Yavne. I think that's from the time of the Tanaim, right? These are not Amoraim. This is from the Tanaim. Kol she'elo ela beitza achas. If somebody still has one testicle, he is considered like eno ela kistris chama. He's considered like somebody who is infertile naturally, and you remember what we said about natural disease? Not disease, but natural, somebody who's naturally infertile, or naturally up to a daka? That's not possible. It's only if there's trauma. Or it's only if there's a man-inflicted wound. Swischama is kosher. And here you have these chachamim and kerabiyanu, these tanaim, who seem to argue on the Mishnah, again, I don't know if it's just presented as the Gemara. It's not presented as arguing on the Mishnah. Tosfos is going to ask this as a stira. We'll see the next line. But here you see that the Chachamim and Karbianus say that if somebody has one testicle, they are kosher. It's against the Mishnah, who says that one is problematic. That's Tosfos's question. Let's look at Tosfos right over there on Daf Ayin Hey, Amud Beis and Yevamis. Fractosis. The Gemara said that if you only have one testicle, you're kosher. Tema. But the Mishnah said explicitly, Kol sheniftzu beitz of afilach asmehan, that even one of them that's damaged renders a person puzzle. So we have a gigantic stira between a Mishnah and this tradition from Karen B'Yavne in Shas. That's one question. Va'od, another question Tosfos asks. We learned when we started the sugya of Kris Shafcha and Pitzua Daka that the reason why they are Asur Lava Bakal is because when they suffer this trauma to their genitalia, they are infertile. Frektosis, but if it's in one genital, if it's in one beitza, I know people who have injuries in one beitza or missing one beitza, and they are fertile, like the doctor just told us. Va'od, debite adam nami. Even when there is, you know, bona fide trauma that was inflicted by a human being, and it should definitely make the victim or the patient puzzle. What do you mean? Hachazina and kama b'nei adam. We see numerous people, shekorsim mehem beitza achas, that have lost one testicle, umalidin, and they're still able to have children, as the doctor just told us. So how could, we have two questions. How could our Gemara say that you're kosher, the Mishnah says you're puzzle, if you lose one? Second of all, how can the Mishnah say that you, if you lose one, you're puzzle, you can still bear children? Two questions that Tosfos is asking. We're going to have a very... Okay, good point. I don't know what to tell you. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam here is going to be a big name that we're going to work with today, and he comes out with a gigantic kula. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, diyesh l'chalek bein nitla habeitza lepitzia. There's a distinction, and it's going to be very hard for us to understand this, between a testicle that was removed entirely or one that was injured. Meaning, if it was removed entirely, then you're still kosher. If you have something that was injured, that's when you're puzzle. Let's now fit that in. Look at what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that if you have a damaged beitzim, then even one of them makes you puzzle, because there's damage. What did Karen B'Yavne say? What was the tradition from Karen B'Yavne? Karen B'Yavne said that if a person has one testicle, they are kosher. Meaning if they lost one testicle, they're still kosher. It's not talking about damaged testicles. It's talking about removed testicles. So Rabbeinu Tam makes a distinction between whether they were damaged or not present at all. If it's entirely removed, you're still kosher. They had to cut out one of them. Dr. Bukowski, can I ask you for a scenario where a testicle would have to be removed entirely? Is there such a situation? Okay. 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 Okay, so I'm just going to say that for the recording. So Dr. Makovsky says there are three possible primary reasons why a testicle would have to be removed in its entirety, and that would be cancer of the testicle, that would be torsion if it's twisted, and the third one would be if there's an infection. Okay, so we do have situations, according to Rabbeinu Tam's answer that he just gave, if it would be entirely removed for one of those three reasons, the person would remain kosher. However, if one of them would be damaged, that would render the person puzzle. And damage doesn't necessarily mean by the knife of the surgeon. Damage means by some injury or some wound or some squeezing, or we'll see some kinds of injuries later. That would render a person puzzle. But if it would be taken out entirely, you'd be kosher. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Let's see that again. Rabbeinu Tam says, Yesh l'chai ben nitla removed habeitza lepitzia to injured. Dikshenitla l'gamre, if it's entirely removed, the right one, the left, whatever it is, one of them is entirely removed, he could still bear a child. And, okay. Continues Rabbeinu Tam. V'ha da'amu l'kaman, ben shenichzu beitzim, ben chute beitzim, Hainu davka shnehem. Aval nichras achas min habeitzim. Okay, that we just said. If one of them was removed, it's kosher. Now, Rabbeinu Tam says, I have a Yushalmi that's mashma, like what I just said. This Yushalmi is going to be tricky, and you're going to smile when you see what happens with this Yushalmi. Look at this Yushalmi together. But Yushalmi nami mashma, the halacha de kosher. It also seems that if one was removed, it's going to be kosher. And it's only going to be puzzle if there was not removal, but an injury to one that's present, to one of the teskos that's present. Va'amar, let's see the Yushalmi. Va'amar nami Shmuel hasam. Shmuel said, im yavo lefanai ba'al beitza achas. Shmuel says, if a person with one testicle would come before me, ani machshiru, I would be machshir him. Okay? That's what Shmuel says. If a person with one beitza comes in front of me, I would be machshir that person. Amar of Yudin barchanina uvilvad. Could somebody please read to me the next word? Shleiman, could somebody read that next word differently? Correct. You just said two totally different things. The doctor said Shleiman means as long as they are intact, as long as they are whole. And Mr. Saad said as long as they are Sheli Yamin, as long as it is the right one, the one on the right. Guess what? There are two ways to read this Yerushalmi. The Machlokas, that the Makovsky and Pesach Saad is actually two opinions in the read that we'll see right now. I hear your point. You're saying, is Shlemos more appropriate? First of all, this is Aramaic, Yerushalmi Aramaic, which I'm not an expert in, so I can't tell you how it would work in Yerushalmi Aramaic. Yeah, I hear your point, though. But your point, of all the literature that I've seen, they don't make your point. So I'll use that as a raya that Shlemos would not be an ab. Although grammatically you'd be correct in Hebrew, maybe in Yerushalmi Aramaic you might be less correct. So look at the re. Amarish, yesh the farish betray gafni. There are two ways to explain this line in Yerushalmi. Then the first one, kolomar, davka shenitla ha'achas. When does this Yerushalmi say that the person is still kosher? Shenitla ha'achas, one of them was removed, v'ha'achas shlema, and the other one is full and intact. If you have one that's completely removed, and the other is full and intact, then you're a kosher person. You could marry whoever you want. Aval niftza'a fil achas, goret fei. But if you have two, and one of them is a little bit damaged, that's worse than if it were to be entirely removed. Again, I know that it's hard for us to think about the idea that if you have something lost entirely, that's better than having both and just damage to one of them. But that he proves that from Treifas, which we're not going to go into. That is Rabbeinu Tam's, that is this tzad that we're understanding Rabbeinu Tam. One is removed entirely, you're kosher. If you have two, but they're not intact, there's damage to either one of them, that'll be problematic. That's one version. The other version, good ha'aradak, yeah. I hear what you're saying. I don't know what to tell you. I'm gonna leave the dicta questions out for now. I hear what you're saying. Aval yoser nira l'ri, and maybe this is because of what you're saying, Dr. Jarrett. Maybe because grammatically the re suggests the following pshat is what he prefers. Lefarishem shtei tevos. The Yerushalmi means to say this word with two words. Shel yamin. Meaning that the only time that the person is kosher is if the one that he comes to the rabbi with is when he has his right one and his left one is missing, then it's kosher. Now that's a big chumra gedola. Why? Because that means if you have a guy that's removed his right one, he's in trouble. Only if he comes to you with his right testicle and his left one has been removed, then he's kosher. But if you removed his right testicle and he comes to you with his left one, then he'd be pasul. And therefore, according to this, what would you suggest? If there is there ever a doctor Makovsky, is there ever a situation where a doctor would tell the patient, we have to remove one of your two testicles, which one would you like me to cut out? Or no, that would never happen. No, that wouldn't happen. Okay, so let's say, Okay, let's say it would, again, in our modern medicine, we wouldn't have that child, but let's say at some point in history, a doctor would have to decide, I have to take out one, and I don't know which one to take out. Tov lahazhir larofim, according to the second reading of this Yerushalmi, that says that your kasher, if you have the shel yamin, that means which one do you want to get rid of? The one that's shel small. And therefore, Tosus concludes, it is ideal, if you have to tell a doctor to remove one of them, and he's going to, either one is okay, Tov lahazhil arofim lachto shel small. It's better to tell the doctors to cut the left one out, if it's possible. So we're coming out with a tremendous chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, which two possibilities, based on Yerushalmi, two possibilities. Either he's saying that if you're missing one testicle, I'm sorry, if a testicle is entirely removed, you're kosher. If you have both there, but any one of them is a little bit damaged, then you're pasul. The other way of reading it is totally different. The other way of reading it says, if you have a right testicle, you're kosher. If you have a left testicle and your right one is missing, you're pasul. Okay. Now, everything we just said was Tosfos. Comes the Rush. And the Rush points out, that is the Rush in Yevamos Perches, Rav Ilfis, let me say it outside. The Rif is a Sefer Psak, right? So what does he do? He only tells us that which we paskin like. The problem is, you know what the Rif quotes in his Sefer Psak? He quotes both halachos, which we said earlier are seemingly contradictory. He quotes the Mishnah in Yevamis, which says that if you're missing, that if you're patsua in any one of them, you're pasul. And he also quotes this contradictory Gemara in Yevamis that says the tradition from Keren B'Yavneh that if you only have one beitza, you're like a sris chama and you're kosher. How can you quote both of these if they're contradictory? That's what the Rush is bothered by, which is sort of the same kasha as Tosus asked. He quoted these two parts of the Gemara, the Mishnah and the Gemara, Kitzurasa, Velo Pasa Kaman Halacha. And he didn't tell us, do we paskin like the Mishnah, or do we paskin like this tradition from Keren B'Yavneh? Ein Lamad Al Dvarav. We can't really figure out what is this Rif paskining. Shemhu Sara De Pligi. Maybe he holds that there is a machlokas between these two. Now, Rabosai, what happens if there's a machlokas between a Mishnah and a tradition of. Who's the tradition from? Yishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, that he heard from Keren B'Yavneh. Who would you paskin like? If you had to choose between a Mishnah and a... Let me get this. Between a Mishnah and a tradition of Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who has a tradition from Keren B'Yavneh. We would, of course, follow the Chachamim, the Mishnah. Not because it's a Mishnah, actually, the way he says it, not because it's a Mishnah per se, because they're both Tanoim. But the Mishnah's, Stam Mishnah, sounds like it's the broad opinion of the Chachamim. However, the tradition of one person that he heard from Keren B'Yavneh is a Das Yachid. And therefore, we would reject the Das Yachid and Paskin like the Mishnah, and that is a gigantic Chumrah, Rabosai. Because what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, Ezu Pitzu Adaka, Kol Shenivtzu HaBeitzim Shla Afil Achas Man. Even if there's damage to one, you're already invalid. So it seems if the Rif quotes both of these, that means he's telling you, I'm quoting you two Gemaras, so you go ahead, you reader of me, you whoever's reading me, the Rif, apply whatever rules should be applied in such a case when you have a machlokas between a Stam Mishnah and an opinion of Rabbi Shmuel in the name of somebody or other. So follow Yachav Ram, Halacha Karab, and you follow the Mishnah that says that even one damage to one of the testicles would be pasul. Or, concludes the Rush, maybe if we give the answers of Rabbeinu Tam that we just gave, we resolved the contradiction. We resolved the contradiction. According to Rabbeinu Tam that we just learned a minute ago, the contradiction is resolved because the Rabbeinu Tam is saying that if it's entirely removed, that's kosher. But if there's damage, that's pasul. So the Mishnah said it's pasul, it's talking about damage. Here, I just have it quoted here a second time to make it easier. Now let's go back. Rabbeinu Tam again said, damage, even one of them is damaged. This tradition from Keren B'Yavneh says that if you only have one testicle, yeah, that's talking about whether they're intact. So he's resolving both of them, so there is no contradiction. So we don't know what to do with the Rif, who quotes these two Gemaras. Is he trying to say you could resolve these together using the lumdus of Rabbeinu Tam that we've said to distinguish between damage versus removal? Or is there indeed a contradiction between these two opinions? And we're going to apply the regular rule of following Chachamim, that if one is missing, if one is damaged or missing, you're pasul. So we're going to have to see how to paskin. So, you know, let's do that. Let's go straight to the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Osai. Comes the Shulchan Aruch, and Rabbi Osai, I have bad news for you. The Shulchan Aruch is machmir. Look what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Nichritzu habeitzim. If a person's testicles are removed, o achas mehen, or one of them, o sheniftza achas mehen, it wasn't just removed, let's say it was damaged, it was injured, o shenidocha achas mehen, or one was crushed. Dr. Bukovsky, is there a thing called crushed testicles? Trauma. It's literally just... Okay, because we're going to see exactly those things in the shilas that we're going to see from the Achron, and we're going to see exactly what you just described, that something happens to it and then it becomes small. Fascinating. Okay, thank you. Oh, or shechasra, a piece got chopped off, God forbid. Oh, shenikva, or there was a puncture wound that went straight through it, right? A guy shot an arrow, a bullet wound, God forbid, and it went straight through the scrotum and took out a piece, went straight through. In all those cases, note, the Shulchan Aruch is saying, even though it's only one of the two testicles, Hareza Pasol, oh boy, the Shulchan Aruch is not giving me the kula of Keren B'Yavne, that, oh, if it's only one, you're okay. He's being machmir, he's taking the line of the Mishnah that says if it happens to one of them, you're pasul. Not only does that the Shulchan Aruch machmir, but the Ramah paskins like the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein Iker, that's how we paskin, that is correct, that even if you have damage even to one of them, or one of them is removed, or one of them is taken out, or one of them is whatever, it's pasul, the person's pasul. And he says explicitly, not like that famous Rabbeinu Tam, who's Mekel. D'lo k'yesh matirim ba'al beitza achas. Not like the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, who says that if you have one, and the other one was entirely removed, but the other one, the one that's present is intact, that's still kosher. No. We don't hold like that, Rabbeinu Tam. So now we're in deep waters. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are both machmir, that even if one is damaged or one is removed, the individual, the patient, is pasul to Klal Yisrael. If we stop here, Rabbi Osai, somebody who had testicular cancer, God forbid, and had to have his testicle removed or partially cut out, right? Dr. McCuskey, is there, if in testicular cancer, do we sometimes cut out a piece or we take out the whole one? So almost always it's removed entirely. Fine. So in that case, in the case of torch, what about an infection? Do we also cut out the whole thing or we cut out a piece? Okay, so most cases, doctors saying that in most cases where there's going to be something removed, they'll probably remove the whole thing. According to the Shulchan Aruch, that person who underwent one of those treatments has to divorce his wife. Can't get married and has to divorce his wife. And we'll wish him luck. What? Even though he's still fertile. Oh my gosh, you're making a great point. Even though he's still fertile. That was the point that Tosus made. Tosus said, we know that even if one is lost, you could still be fertile. We're coming out with a tremendous chumra, both sides. This is the Psak, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah. We're in deep water. Okay, as a consolation prize, the Ramah says, I know that I've seen some people be Mekel, Omnam Ra'isim, Mekilin, Kisvar Achrona. I have seen some people be Mekel like that Rabbeinu Tam, that if it's still intact, or if you're coming, the right one is still here, then it's kosher. Aval Tov, we're dealing with an Issa D'Oraisa, aren't we? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Lo yavo petzua daka krushacha b'kal Hashem. And therefore the Ramah concludes, Aval Tov lachosh b'issa d'Oraisa l'divri ha-machmirim. Which is the majority of the poskim, v'heim rov minyan v'rov binyan. That's a nice way of saying that's what most poskim hold. And therefore, we finish the Shulchan Aruch with a gigantic chumra, and Dr. Bukowski looks very troubled because that means he has patients who went back home after being treated and went back to their family life, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like they weren't allowed to. But don't worry, hold on tight. Please don't leave the shir right now. There's a lot more to do and get deeper into the sugya when we go into the Pesachim with the Achronim. Before we get into the shilas and shuvas about this, where you're going to see a little bit more wiggle room, the Beis Shmuel, the commentary on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, makes an interesting ha'ara. When the Shulchan Aruch says that there was damage to one of the testicles, the Beis Shmuel points out, this is not just to the testicles, this also applies to the chutin. What are the chutin? Anyone remember what the chut is? That's correct, the vast deference. Mashma b'chol dinam elu achas michutin shavu l'chol chutin. In the same way we say one testicle passes a person just like two testicles, so to damage to one of the vast deferens will be problematic just like damage to both of the vast deferens. Vim nechzer chut echad pasul, if one of the vast deferens is removed, v'chein benidach, and so too if it's crushed, one of the vast deferens is crushed, o niftza chut echad, or one of the vast deferens is damaged, that will render the person puzzled, just like there were two that are damaged. Keep in mind, I'm assuming that, because correct me if I'm wrong, if one vas deferens is messed up or cut or ruined, the person is still fertile from the other one. Correct. Okay, good. Now, could I ask you, doctor, what would be a situation where one vas deferens would be obstructed, removed, cut, injured, and the other would remain intact? I do have a picture that I could share, and you'll tell me about it. Where's the epididymis? Yeah, here. Okay. Uh-huh. So you're saying that this epididymis, which is a long tube that sits on top of the testicle, is the tube that brings the zera from the testicle to the vas deferens. And that could also get damaged. That often gets damaged. What causes it to get... By infection. Infection causes that to get damaged. Wow, so I'm just going to repeat that for the recording. So there's the epididymis, which is a tube that sits atop the testicle, could become inflamed with an infection called epididymitis, something like that. And that could cause any scarring. If there's scarring on any of the length of the tube, will prevent the zera from traveling through it and rendering that testicle basically is useless, because any zera that it shoots out into the vas deferens will not be able to get anywhere, because it can't even make it to the vas deferens. Right. So in hernia operations also, vas deferens could be impacted. Okay, so in a hernia operation, we have to be aware, according to this, a person who has a hernia operation and they put in a mesh, and that mesh could mess up one of the vas deferens, one of them or both of them? One of them. Okay, we'll mess up one of them. According to the Beis Shmuel, that could also render a person a petzua daka, kris shafcha, and that person who has a hernia operation cannot go back home, according to what we're saying right now. Doesn't happen all the time. If there could be some hernia operations where the mesh could, most are okay. Okay, but it is possible. That is a possible, is that a hernia operation gone wrong? Or that's even the way they do it, it's just sometimes the way they have to do it is put the mesh in a way that they know it's going to mess up a vas deferens. Okay, so that is something that could happen in some hernia operations. That's interesting to know. Okay, continues the Beis Shmuel. I assume you're right. So I assume when Chazal say the chut zera, it's whatever tube it has to go through. I assume it would include the epididymis. Correct. We saw last week that the Chazon Ish is Mekel, that the only time that there's a psul is if it's in the outside, if the damage is in the whatever is outside of the body, even either in the scrotum or in the aver. But any part of the tubing that's in the interior of the abdomen, you call this part the abdomen also? This lower abdomen? Pelvis, fine. Whatever's inside the pelvic area, the Chazon Ish said, is not going to render a person psul. So the vas deferens would be cut lower down in the scrotum. That would make the person psul daka. In the epididymis also, because that's in the scrotum. But if the damage to the vas deferens would be higher up in the pelvic area, near the prostate glands, like for the prostate cancer, that would not... Oh, thank you. Oh, so hernias will be... Oh, so we just solved the hernia problem. So since hernia, the issue, the cutting and slicing and fixing and sewing for hernias is in the pelvic area. So thank you, Dr. Jared. According to the Chazon Ish, since that damage to the vas deferens is the part of the vas deferens that's already in the lower abdomen or pelvic area, it's not going to be subject to the psul of psul daka v'kris shavcha because it's inside and it's not in the scrotum or not in the aver, and therefore hernia operations will not be problematic. Thank you for that point. Very important, doctor. Okay, so vasectomy, yes. That's what the Chazon Ish said, believe it or not. Yeah, is that where vasectomies are done? No, vasectomies are usually done in the scrotum, but if it would be done, let's say you had a Jewish guy who wanted to get a vasectomy, you're saying maybe there's room possibly to do it in the abdomen if... Okay, there's a Chazon Ish, so we'll have to look at clearly in that. If you do something purposely to render somebody infertile, that still could be problematic. It's no different than, you know, doing other things to cause a person to become sterile. But we'll leave that for now. Okay, now let's go into a Shaila. We finished the background. Now we're going to get into the actual Shailas that came up in our Achronim. Listen to these. Again, these Shailas are a little gory. I apologize. But the sugya that we're learning is gory. I guess to Dr. Makovsky it isn't, because that's what, you know, it's like ice cream and lollipops. But to the rest of us, it's a little gory sugya. But let's see what the Nodav Yehuda, the Shaila that happened to Nodav Yehuda. There was a little boy who got into a fight with his friend. Let's see what happened. The Nodav Yehuda is asked, Bekatnuso, a guy when he was a kid, Achazo nar echa b'mavushav. Somebody grabbed him, you know, the way they said it was, they grabbed him by the balls, they grabbed him down below. And smushed his beitzim. V'hirgish az, and when he was that kid and that happened to him, he was in terrible pain. He had a bad pain. But he was a kid, and okay, he got into a fight, whatever happened, and moved on with life. And he didn't, lo hishkech az liros ma'olsalo. He didn't necessarily do an inspection or go to a doctor to see if there was damage. He got into a fight, got hit, got hurt, and went on. Maybe he got hit by a baseball bat. Okay, so he was in pain for the day, and went back to camp the next day. Then he got older. Got older, got married, and he's with her for 2 years, and he doesn't have children. And guess what? His wife dies. So he doesn't know if that which he didn't have children is his issue, his wife's issue, what the reason for infertility is. V'lios ki margish k'tzas kev lefam. Once in a while, he does have pain in that area. Nisker, he remembered, I remember I got hit by a baseball bat, or I was the guy grabbed me and squeezed too hard when I was a kid. Vira, now he looks carefully. Vira, shebeitza hasmalis, that's going to be important, right? Because remember, we saw one of the versions of the Yerushalmi was that if you come with your right one, you're okay. So here, it's his left one that was damaged. He notices that his left testicle was niduchis, is shmushed. Dr. Makovsky, you said that could happen, that one could be smaller because of some atrophy. Be'eza mekom, what's different? Be'miut meha beitza, part of it seems to be shmushed or crushed or smaller. Acheinu yodeh, but he has no idea. Is that anything to do with that, you know, that thing that happened to him when in fifth grade or not? Is this person a psua daka? Is he allowed to get married? That was the shayla that came to know the Yehuda. You can imagine what a terrifying shaila this is. Okay. So there are four heterim that we can try to put together for this. Okay, one second, please. Okay. The ha'achas. Number one. Just trying to find something. Okay. Four heter that he's going to try to find. Number one. What's the whole idea of being a, conceptually, of being a p'tua daka and a krus shafcha? What's the whole point? The point is typically that you're sterile. Now, he's going to say, well, if we see that this man has physically matured and he has pubic hairs, that shows that he's not a sris. That shows that he's not, you know, infertile, theoretically. Correct. You're not to say that that's not true. You could be masculine and you could have all the pubic hair in the world and you could still be infertile because of something that's messed up with your genitalia. Right, exactly. So this is heter number one. We'll see if it's going to be accepted. He's going to say in a few lines exactly what the doctor just said, that we can't rely on this. But let's see the attempt. This is an attempt. Again, when a shayla like this, such a terrible shayla, comes to behind the posek, he's going to try to think of anything we could do to find the kula. You know, some shaylas, you come to a rabbi, you try to be machmir. Some shaylas, you try to look for kulas. This is one of those that you look definitely on your way to. It's not just like, okay, which way are we going to go? You look for kulas. Just like by an aguna case, you look to be mako. So too, in this kind of shayla, you're going to, the posek for whom, this is, 1 second. Sorry. 1 second. Sorry, do you hear me? Just give me a thumbs up if you... Okay, 1 second. Okay, there we go. Let me just get that back. So the posik is definitely going to be looking for coolers. Let's look at some of the coolers that the Noda Behuda raises. So the first one is that he has... since he's physically mature, he has pubic hair, he looks like a man, so he can't be infertile. That's number one. Number two. Kevin she ha'ish en yodem na'aseh az obidei shamayim. He doesn't know if this... He looks down now and he sees that there's something irregular. Maybe he was born that way. He just never noticed it. Or maybe it was from the trauma. So what does that make him? That makes him a safik. But safik by an issa d'oraisa, right? Hold on. This is not just a regular issa d'oraisa. This is a safik of, are you able to love a bekal? And what did we learn about, like a safik mamzer, for example? What's the din of a safik mamzer on a d'oraisa level? Mamzer vaday osa Torah, mamzer safik, is mutter on a d'oraisa level. We have a chumra d'rabbanan, but let's put that aside. But a safik mamzer, meaning the safik of a mamzer coming into Kahal Hashem, is mutter midoraisa. Guess what? This case of lo yavo p'tzua daka k'roshachu b'kahal Hashem is the same model as a mamzer. Maybe the same we say mamzer vaday asa Torah, and not mamzer safik. So too, k'roshachu or p'tzua daka vaday asa Torah, but maybe a safik p'tzua daka, a safik k'roshachu will be just like a safik mamzer and be mutter on a doraisa level. That's a tremendous kula. Kevin Shayish, any odea im nasa az, obide shamayim. He doesn't know if he was born or not, maybe he was born this way. Heavily suffik p'tzua daka. V'yesh lomer, we could suggest, this suffik is shari yuhulav abakal kamo b'mamzer. But wait a second. A suffik mamzer is mutim midaraisa, but still asa drabanan. So even if this guy, it's a suffik whether he's really p'tzua daka, because maybe he was born with this, damage. Testicle, which is possible, but she should still be asa drabanan to get married. Oh, says the Noda Behuda, tremendous chiddush. Why do you think the rabbis made an isur drabanan by a suffik mamzer? Because they didn't want you to have children. Because if you're a suffik mamzer, maybe you really are a mamzer, you have children, your kids will be mamzer, and they'll be mamzer, and they'll be mamzer. So the Chacham said, even a suffik mamzer don't get married to a regular person. But this person, if he will be, as if he really is a p'tzua daka, guess what? By definition, a p'tzua daka can't have children. So we don't have to be worried about the gzeir d'rabanan. Again, the gzeir d'rabanan is afa she sveikas al kopar vasurim d'rabanan. Savik should still be asa d'rabanan. Hayinu b'misha roi l'holid. If he could have children, like a mamzer who could have children, we don't want him to have children because if he would be, if it's a safik, so you want to be mekel midoraisa, but if he really is a mamzer, then the kids are going to be messed up. Aval p'tzua daka sheinu roi l'holid, there's no reason to make a nisa d'rabanan on him. Because if he is indeed a p'tzua daka, right now it's a safik, I don't know. So if he's not a p'tzua daka, fine, let him marry. If he is a p'tzua daka, guess what? He's not going to pass anything on, he's not going to have children anyway. So there's no reason to make a gzera d'rabban.
Okay.
Yes, that is correct. If you have, if only one testicle is damaged, he can still have children, and this also would be, he can still have children. That's correct. Yes. What's that? No, it's sort of an oxymoron, because we always thought that a Ptzua Daka can't have children, but we realize that if one testicle is injured, damaged, according to some poskim, then you can have children from the other testicle. So that child will be kosher. I believe that child will be entirely kosher, yes. Finally, shlishis, lismach aman dematir baal beitza achas yamanis. Right now, you remember where the injury was? The Yonoda Behuda's shayla was that the injury was in the left testicle. That means he's coming to the Rav with an intact right testicle. And we saw, even though the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah didn't buy this kula, but the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, but there is this opinion of Rabbeinu Tam who says that if his right one is intact, then he's still kosher. Okay, and finally, this is going to be a point that we never really related with to. It was a little bit shmushed. It wasn't entirely crushed. It was a little bit shmushed. Now, I don't know how to say that in quantitative medical terms. Maybe there are clinical ways to say how much it is shmushed or not shmushed, but maybe this is a kula. Maybe it's not completely dach or crushed as the Torah requires it to become pasul midoraisa. Hu de dach b'miut beitza. Maybe that's lo mechshav dach. It might be enough to make it a suffix, but we just said maybe a suffix would be motor, but it's only a little bit crushed. Maybe a little bit crushed is not enough to render him a Ptzua Daka. So those are the various kulas Noda Behuda raised. And unfortunately, the Noda Behuda says that the first three are not reliable. Number one, the first kula was that, hey, since he has pubic hair, that means he is mature, so how could you say he's a Sris? We said you could have pubic hair and still be a Ptzua Daka. You could have pubic hair and still be infertile. Like all the people have infertility, all have pubic hair and they look mature and they grew properly, but they have something wrong with, they could potentially have something wrong with their genitalia. So let's throw that one out. The heter beis that said, oh, by suffix Ptzua Daka, maybe that's mutter. Heter beis, gam kein lesser. We're not going to use that kula either. The gam b'Ptzua Daka, osr v'adon b'sveikon. We know the halacha is that even if we're going to be mekel for a suffix Ptzua Daka, but we don't want a suffix Ptzua Daka to marry a regular person or a regular person to marry us, or a vade Ptzua Daka to marry a suffix Ptzua Daka. We're not going to get into that now. The third heter, we don't want to rely on that opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, because Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch both did not want to rely on just one beitza being intact, the right one being intact. But you know what the Noda Behuda was willing to do? What seems to me to be one of the weakest svaras. Amnam al heter hadalad tamach yesod. He relied his yesod on this fourth heter that it was only partially damaged. V'helen, the Noda Behuda concluded, diptzua ukrush afcha afil b'miktsas. Even though, remember, we have three types of damage that renders a person pasul. Karus means cut. The vas deferens is cut. The aver, the man had a knife wound or a machinery accident and was cut off, like somebody told us on the shir, and it happened in his factory. Then there's petsua, which means there was a wound. But the third one is dach, daka, dalet chaf, which is crushed. Maybe crushed has a different parameter, and crushed is only possible if it's crushed in its entirety. Aval dach eno nifsal kiem nidach kol hagid o ruba o beitza achas kula o ruba. It has to be at least majority crushed, and if it's only a little bit crushed, a little bit malformed, that's not enough to be make you pasul. That seems pretty weak to me, right? We don't really have sources in Rishon that make this distinction. The siyam and the Noda Behuda concludes. Sha'af va'af sha'al davar zel chud kosh lisma vu davar chadash. It's a big chiddush to say that, it's only a problem if it's a little bit cut and a little bit wounded, but if it's a little bit crushed, that's okay. Crushing is different than wounding and slicing. Why? They're all grouped together. But you know what? We have enough things to be. Let's put the way Poskim Pask and Shaila is when they need to find the Kula is their Mitzarev Shitas. Let's just throw in, you know, one. Either one, in any one of these Kulas on their own might not be enough to rely on, but you have enough different Stadim Lahatir, you could come out with a Kula in this terrible Shaila. Number one, you have Rabbeinu Tam who says that since the whole, that only the left one is damaged, but the right one is there, you're okay. But we don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. That's okay. It's also, maybe he was born this way. We don't know. That's another suffix. V'gam ulai ein ze klal ki ein ze dachlo. Maybe this isn't considered crushed, because it was just a little bit crushed. So either way, we have enough. These three reasons, Nodi Yehuda, believe it or not, comes out to be Mako. It's like a Svek, Svek, Sveka. And even for an Issa, the potential Issa Daraisa, the Nodi Yehuda comes out for us, Baruch Hashem. But keep in mind one thing. This guy is lucky, because which ball, which testicle was the one that was crushed? The left one, which was the lucky one. His right one was still intact. What happens, Rabosai, if something happens to the right one? Here we have a very important tshuva, and I think we're going to have to finish with this tshuva because we're running out of time. A tshuva from none other than Reb Chaim Volozhin. You don't come across to a... No Reb Yehudas, we have no Reb Yehudas. We went through a dozen tshuvas of no Reb Yehuda in the past, in the course of this year. We've never seen a tshuva from Reb Chaim Volozhin. Look how he is quoted with the reverence and the respect in this Pisrei tshuva. Again, the Pisrei tshuva who collects tshuvas that relate to the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes from Ksav Yad Mehagon, Mofes Hador. What a beautiful title that the Pisrei Tshuva lauds the Gadol Hador of Chaim Volozhin. So Chaim Volozhin apparently had whatever case come before him. And I just want to remind you of one or two points to appreciate what he's all the cool is. Chaim Volozhin is going to march through this sugya with a 10-ton steamroller and giving us every kula in the book and saying you could rely on every kula that ever was written about this, and you'll see what the Reb Chaim Volozhin goes. Number one, do you remember that last week, 2 weeks ago, we spoke about what happens if somebody's ill and they have an illness that caused their problem? We had a machlokas. The Rambam says that person is, it's like a natural event, it's like somebody born with an illness, and therefore it's fine. And the Rosh says, no, illness is not natural, illness happened to you in the middle of your life, it's like a trauma, and it makes you possible. So number one, Reb Chaim Volozhin says, Hela gamkein da ikar ledina ker Rambam, that al yedei choli is considered bidei shamayim and you're kosher. If it's an illness that caused this issue, you're kosher. That's number one. Number two, this is also a point we mentioned last week, that let's say it was atrophied or it was infected and it turned into mush before it was cut out. So then, even though it was cut out by a human intervention, by a human trauma, by the scalpel of a surgeon, we're not worried about that because it was already destroyed naturally. And that's considered natural. So even though the surgeon put his hand to the beitzim, but since it was already destroyed naturally, it's not considered to be because of human intervention. Another kula. Third kula is, you remember we had the two versions of the Yushalmi? Is it Shleiman or Shel Yamin? He's going to go that the Iker version is that it's Shleiman. As long as one is intact, it's okay. Which one? Doesn't matter. Shleiman. As long as one is intact, it's okay. He doesn't buy the Shel Yamin that it only has to be the right one that's intact. So he just gave us a kula that even if the right one was damaged, until now, Shel Yamin is intact, then you're okay. But if you hold Shleiman, then even if the right one is damaged, you can still be Mako. Wow. So every issue that is being raised, every machlokes, he's just taking the easy route out. But he's Reb Chaim Volozhin, so, you know, he has the shoulders to do that. We're going to skip down and... let's see what comes out from this tshuva of Reb Chaim Volozhin. And you're going to get, again, we're going to get smacked in the face with kula after kula after kula. But again, if you have the Gadol Hador, Reb Chaim Volozhin saying it, then we're okay. Lamadim and a kamaton. We learned numerous points from Reb Chaim Volozhin's tshuva, which again, we didn't go through the whole tshuva inside. We just see the Pisrei Tshuva's synopsis of Reb Chaim Voloshin's Tshuva. Sha'ikar, that you remember we had the machlokas between the Mishnah that said injury in one testicle is a problem, and the tradition from Karim Biavna that one is okay. Sha'ikad Rabbi Yishmael, Bernosha Rabbi Yochanan Bebroka, Palig, Vehilchzak Avasei, we don't care. If you only have one testicle, that's okay. Which one? I don't care either. Doesn't matter if it's Ben Yomen, Ben Small. Ella, look at what comes out from this tshuva. Bechol Gavna, anytime, in all circumstances, Machshirim Bnei Adam Hanitukin, Shekorsim Mehem Beitza Achas, Ezo Shehi, Ve'eich Shehaihi, Uch Shekfar, he's saying that whenever anything was ever cut off, I assume for therapeutic reasons, whether the right one, whether the left one, you could be mekel. Not only that, but shekvar pashta biyam of halach l'hakom zeh. Not only that, but already in his time, this was the standard psak. And therefore, what we come out to, according to this Reb Chaim Voloshin, we're basically, the only time that you're going to be in trouble is if both testicles are going to be affected. But if there's going to be one that's cut off, whether it's the right or the left, whether it's partially or fully, whether it's the, you know, whether one is intact, one is not intact, in all those cases, Reb Chaim Voloshin is mekel. And therefore, let's talk about, you told me, doctor, that there could be three situations that a person would have a full testicle removed. One testicle removed, a case of cancer, a case of infection, a case of torsion, if there's something twisted internally. So if one testicle would be removed, Reb Chaim Voloshin paskens halacha l'maisa, and I, Rabosi, I believe this would be the maskon of our sugya, that if one testicle is removed, indeed, that would be okay. That would be okay. So if we have any of these questions, so our conclusion will be, in a case of testicular cancer, then, or any of the, or infection, and an entire testicle removed, regardless of how, what, when, where, as long as it's one of them, and not both, the person will be kosher. And that's a big kula. That's a tremendous kula. The question will be, what will be the status if both testicles have to be removed? Is that also possible, Dr. Makovsky, that a person needs to have both testicles removed? It does happen. That, at this point, could remain problematic. But for that, I think I found somebody who is mekel even there, believe it or not. Aha, so, right, so they removed one testicle in order to have the other testicle be more productive, work more efficiently. Baruch Hashem. Okay, yeah, on these poskim who say that even if one's completely removed, the other one will be. Okay, now Rabosai. There's one more thing I wanted to show you. Let's see, where is it? Okay, I thought I saw one more thing that I wanted to show you, and I know it's getting late. The Marshal has a tremendous kula. Look at this kula of the Marshal. The Marshal, who's a contemporary of the Rama, and somebody who has shoulders strong enough, wide enough to argue on the Rama, and he does all the time. If you learn Shulchan Aruch regularly, you'll note that the Shach very regularly quotes the Marshal who argues on the Rama, and he has the right to. Olinim psak halacha niomer, de'ein posel ella mishnechras. When is somebody posel? Only if the cutting was done kedesha lo yolid, in order for him to become sterilized. Oh, al yedei choli shebakfar bebeitzav. Where it had aval. But if, let's say, something is cut off because they need to do what they got to do with the hope that he will be able to still be fertile afterwards. Aval masha korsim achshav harofim. Mach mas ha'evan. Because of a stone. Kidney stones? Kidney, I would guess, I don't know, if I had to guess, are there uric crystals that could form in the urethra? Okay, but let's say the Maharshal lived in the early 16, in the 1500s. I think it's fair to assume that a person passed a kidney stone, has terrible pain, they could make some cuts. What's that, Mr.? They think they didn't make kidney stones. It's possible. Okay. So they might have tried to do some, you know, obviously, maybe our urologists wouldn't do that nowadays. Bladder stones, kidney stones, whatever it is, they did some, you know, cutting to remove it, and Oshviras haguf, viod lesakin hadover hetev. And the surgeon knows well how to fix it up afterwards. Ubeberer, and they're doing it without question. Sheyolid, ve'enem akankal machutim, and the surgeons don't mess up the tubing. Ushvil hazer hola kitikuno, and the vas deferens and the urethra is intact and it could work. And this depends, says the Maharshal, toy b'chachmas harofim. If somebody, according to the doctors, will be able, has whatever surgery, whatever procedures, for therapeutic reasons, not to sterilize them, God forbid, but to help them with whatever other problem they have, and they tell us, yeah, we did whatever manipulations we had to do, whatever surgeries we had to do, but he'll be able to be fertile. Ein b'yadeinu l'posel kol ikar, says the Maharshal. Hilkach, therefore, concludes the Maharshal. Beitza achas, if he has one testicle remaining, kashal olam, it's always going to be kashal. Ben yamin, ben small. Okay, l'chatchila. But we should tell him to cut off the left one for because of that chumrah. And as long as he could be molded afterwards, he's going to be kosher. So Rabosai, we just came out with a lot of kulas, Baruch Hashem, even though the beginning of this limud was very scary with the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah not buying the kulas of Rabbeinu Tam, if it's just one, the right, or just one. We see that HaMelech L'Maisa, the poskim are Mekel, like Rabbeinu Tam, that anyone that remains will be okay. And here we have just an interesting quote. The Nishma, the Rebbe Ovadia quotes from the Nishma Savram, who quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman. Let's say you had chemotherapy or radiation, and that causes, that could cause sterilization. Is that true, doctor? It can, depending on certain types of radiation, chemotherapy, and the situation, whatever it is. It's possible that would be sterilization. So would that person who, you have a kid, God forbid, in high school, has cancer and has to go for some kind of, situation. Now, and nowadays, okay, they will always freeze the zera. Before, we had a shiloh like this just within the past 2 months, I think. I had such a shiloh like this. I didn't pass in the shiloh, but it was a shiloh that happened in the neighborhood or somebody I know. And they went to freeze this is a young man who didn't have any children yet, and they froze his zera before his treatments, before his chemo. Literally just, in the past few months. So if this is such a treatment, this chemo radiation treatment that will render the person infertile, you're not doing cutting and slicing and dicing and surgeries, but lemaisa, there is some kind of chemical damage to the testicles or that area in the formation of the zera, and that will render the person infertile. So, first of all, he says, Lididan de Kaimalan Karam Shachol Nikra Bide Shamayim, that sickness is considered Bide Shamayim and you're kosher. So too, let's say you got sick because of Hashem, Bide Shamayim, and the doctors gave him chemotherapy to heal him from his sickness. So what destroyed the zera? What destroyed the testicles? Hashem, the Aidei Chama? Naturally, that's Mukutra. Or the doctor's intervention, which is human intervention, which is problematic. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, again, the Kiddush. Since the chemotherapy is only coming to treat the illness, and the illness is Bidei Shamayim, so the chemotherapy that's coming to treat the illness is also considered Bidei Shamayim. Wow, what a Kiddush. That therapy for this thing that was sent from Shamayim is to cut out the Beitzim or whatever to do the Beitzim. Therefore, that is also considered, even the therapy that the doctors do because of the illness, is also considered like the illness itself, and it will not render him pasul. And therefore, umuter lo, lava bekov, lichyosim ishto. And we have to be making all these kinds of shilas, and therefore, if somebody had prostate cancer or testicular cancer, needed chemo, radiation, that did real damage, to those Evarim, it seems that it would still be permitted, Lava Bakal, he would still be able to stay married and get married. And on both sides, we should be Zocha. Thank you for joining today. We should be Zocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Merapi all the Chol Yisrael.